Welcome. Today we're heading to Asturias and the Picos de Europa in Spain's green north, a journey where Atlantic cliffs, old cities, mountain valleys, and deeply rooted food traditions sit surprisingly close together. This is not a race through famous stops. Think of it as a two-day introduction to a region that rewards a slower road trip rhythm, a flexible plan, and a little patience with the weather. If your mental picture of Spain is dry plains and relentless sun, Asturias can reset it. The landscape is lush, with pastures, forests, mist on the hills, and a coast that feels firmly Atlantic rather than Mediterranean. That changeability is part of the mood. A bright morning can give way to cloud or rain, then open again over a valley. Bring layers and don't treat a gray forecast as a failed day. It can make the mountains feel more dramatic. For urban character, begin in Oviedo. Its historic center is made for unhurried walking. Stone streets, churches, small squares, and plenty of places to pause over lunch. It feels polished, but still comfortably lived in rather than staged. Gijón offers a different energy. It is a coastal city with a seafront promenade, beaches, and the older Somavilla district rising above the water. If you want sea air and an evening walk before heading inland, it is a very natural base. Then comes the contrast that defines the region. Drive toward Cangas de Onís and Covadonga, where the route begins to climb toward the Picos de Europa. The scenery becomes sharper and more vertical, with limestone peaks, wooded slopes, and wide valley views. Do leave room for the journey itself. Popular mountain areas can have seasonal access arrangements, and conditions may affect where you can drive or park. Check locally, follow posted guidance, and resist trying to squeeze the Picos into a rushed roadside photo stop. Here is a practical two-day shape. On day one, start in Oviedo or Gijón. Choose one city rather than bouncing between both, explore on foot, have a proper Asturian meal, and if you are in Gijón, spend time along the coast. Later that day, or early the next morning, make the road journey toward Cangas de Onís. It is a sensible gateway for the mountainside of the trip. Stay there or nearby, so you are not driving long distances after a full day outdoors. On day two, head toward Covadonga and the Picos with a walk or viewpoint chosen for the actual conditions, not an ambitious plan made days earlier. Wet rock, low cloud, and narrow roads are reasons to shorten the day, not push harder. Food here is direct and comforting. Tabada, the rich bean stew traditionally made with pork, is substantial enough to anchor a cool day lunch. Cabrales, the region's famous blue cheese, is powerful, creamy, and best approached with curiosity rather than caution. And there is cider culture. Traditional Asturian cider is often poured from height, a practice that helps aerate it. Watch how it is served, accept the local rhythm, and avoid treating the custom as a spectacle. It is part of everyday hospitality. Late spring or early autumn is often the best kind of season for a first visit. Generally milder conditions, green landscapes, and potentially fewer crowds than peak summer. Still, rain gear matters, and mountain weather deserves respect in every month. A car is usually the simplest way to connect the coast with the Picos, but drive patiently. Village lanes can be narrow, parking can be limited, and mountain roads demand attention. Stay on marked paths, protect the landscape, and spend with local businesses where you can. Asturias rewards travelers who leave space for detours, changing skies, and long meals. The coast and mountains are both the point, not competing checkboxes. Thanks for listening, and wherever you go next, travel patiently and leave the place in good shape. Until next time.